Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. What we do, we are compelled to do for the sake of others. We are a deliverance ministry. And we teach the word of God. You can listen to our podcast, where you will find all kinds of edifying subjects on how to be the best that you can be in the Lord. And so much more awaits you there. Our blogs will be read to you. So all you need to do is listen, absorb its content, and grow. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. And Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. And remember, Jesus loves you. Our message for today is broken and lost. The way many people are living their life today is so very different from when I was young. I have been blessed to live to be 65. And I must tell you this. I have never seen all of the things that I am seeing now in 2023. People fight each other without a real cause. Fights are breaking out over men who don't have any love for the females they are with. 77% of children in the black community are born out of wedlock, and in many cases, the father is in jail. Lust is the master of this world now, and there is no self-control in the lives of many people. Millions of kids are out of control because there is no guidance in the home. The devil has caused millions of citizens to change over to his way of thinking. God has become nothing more than a buzzword. So now blatant disrespect is how many folks show how they really feel about the Lord and his agenda. Billions of people have bent over to support the will of the devil. Those who have decided that they are in control of their destiny have clearly been confused. This means this world's cultural rituals have replaced the word of the Lord. As I said years ago, worldly leaders or parties are not our God. But all those who allow culture to decide who to vote for, are conducting themselves as vessels of the flesh. The Democrats have ambushed many African Americans into believing they are their saviors under the blanket of democracy. But if those blinded folk would just check the history books, then they would know that the Democrats are responsible for many of the tragedies that black people have faced, and are still facing. Again, worldly culture is not facts, they are trends and traditions that unlearned people blindly follow without question. And for the Caucasian people, believe the Republicans are the only way to go because it's part of their heritage. Yes, both have an agenda. Nevertheless, this is what you need to see. Neither party has the power to override the word and power of the Lord. Again, the kingdom of God is the only power that can keep us safe and out of the hands of the devil. Once more, culture is what many are being led by. The word tells us this. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 5:4. God made us and placed into us all who and what we are. And the moment we decide to change God's narrative, we have placed ourselves in the land of hell. Listen, other countries can see how the USA is falling away from God. This is what some are saying in the news. The USA have turned their back on their God. And some have said, how can the USA condemn us when they are allowing same-sex marriages and making little children change their sex? Then we hear, the USA is allowing the police to kill black men and women, so who are they to interfere with our country's belief system? They also say that the former president, Obama, tried to force Africa to allow men to marry men and women to marry women. However, when they refused, then sanctions were placed upon them. Falling away from God's grace is in an individual's own hands to do so. God said, in his word, he will never leave us nor forsake us. But people have the option to reject and walk away from the will of the Father. When anyone willingly detaches themselves from the Lord, they are on their own. Which means, they have willingly removed themselves from divine protection. When we put anything or anyone in the place of the Lord, we then make ourselves victims in the service of the devil. Millions of people living according to the world system have lost their way, such as now fallen by the wayside. When the pandemic hit us, many people proved through their own words and actions, they never had a relationship with the Lord. Now said folk is seeking droves of medications and therapy, all because they had to stay home and take a look at themselves. The Bible put it this way. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye, not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you except ye be reprobates? 2 Corinthians 13:5. This lets us know that we are broken and lost without the Lord. And the Lord gives us leave to check our own selves. In this way, we shall know the truth about who we are. But again, if you can't hear from the Lord, you are a reprobate. Those who have killed themselves because they could not see their so-called friends are out of the will of the Lord. Then some have become violent because of not being able to do what they want to do. The Bible say this, to all who can accept it. Whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, if the Word of God is not living in you, well then in a time of trouble you will only have what you know as a backup for dealing with all your insurrection. Separation from the Lord is a dangerous place to be caught in. Let's listen to the Word. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples, indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31-32. Continuing for the believer simply means, following the word and power of the Lord. For us, it's a no-brainer. We know protection can come through the word. God's truth says he will not let anything sneak up on his people if they are watching and praying. In other words, nothing will catch us off guard when we are connected to the vine. So then, with this truth, we shall be set free. If we are connected to the vine, there is no need to wonder because the truth is available to you as you need it. Billions of people have said, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do. But the truth is, you are not connected to him. And that is why the truth can't make you free. If a man thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians 6:3. Once more, many folks believe they are in the will of the Lord, but their own daily actions prove otherwise. Broken and lost souls are up for grabs by Satan and his people. When anyone does not follow the will of the Lord, they prove they are out of control. And said people, actions will always be non-compliant when it comes to the Word of God. We are living in a culturized war now and the fight for souls is on. The devil is out in full force. And the people of God better be on their toes. God is not happy with his people, because we have stood by and watched all this stuff going down, yet we have not taken any biblical stance to hold up the banner of salvation. When the people of God do not take an active role in repelling the evil that is creeping throughout the land, we shall become victims as well. As I keep warning people, trouble is coming to the USA and it is only now can I see some movement from the body of Christ. So many people are putting words out like the world is about to end, yet they are some of the same people who have done nothing to rectify the situation. If they knew the Bible then they would know, yes, we are living in troublesome times, but not in the way that the word of the Lord says. Oh yes, the time is surely coming, and when it does, the whole world will know. Jesus said, My sheep know my voice, and no other voice will they follow. We who are the children of the kingdom know the voice of the Lord. But when you don't know his voice, you will not respond in the way you should. People say, I don't know the voice of the Lord, it's because they are not connected to him, yet they believe they are. Without this connection, pending fear shall overtake your mind. And such people will be caught in the trap called fear. In this location, the truth cannot set you free. All people who are saved have no such fear of pending danger. Why? Because we know the truth and it shall make us free within our mind, fear cannot paralyze us from following the word. Ephesians 2:8 For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Meaning to say, none of us are safe from the brutal abuse that the devil will use on any soul that is not under the protection of the Lord. This is a firm fact. God's grace must be provided. Once this invitation has been extended, it will be because we reached out to the Lord with our little mustard seed faith. In other words, if you are not connected to the Lord, Psalm 119:105, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Meaning to say, if you are without the word of God, you have no guiding light to show you the way out of any situation. Darkness causes one to stumble into a location where devilish activities are taking place. With the light of the Lord, you know if it looks wrong, you won't even venture down that path. The Bible clearly states, "Do not give place for the devil." Let's hear the word again. Ephesians 4:27-30 neither gives place to the devil. Listen, when we the children of God do not stand for the truth of the Lord, it will be very clear we do not know who we are. I have met many people as I have traveled and worked in the Lord's vineyard, and one of the things that I have encountered almost everywhere I have been in the persons who call themselves Christians. They walk around as if they are a beautiful basket of fresh plump fruit. Listen, they may look good on the outside, yet the odor that emanates from them smells like a filthy dumpster. My friends, all sin stinks in the nostrils of God, and this information reveals to all who have been converted that such folk only have a form of godliness. They have no power to bring their own bodies under control. The words say this: I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect, will of God, Romans 12:1-2. In other words, everyone in this world needs God as the head of their lives. Otherwise, we are all without divine direction. Listen, there is no way a person can ever ascertain their true identity unless they have had a genuine encounter with the true and living God. They are hiding behind a cloaking device. Please hear me on this. The only way to have such an interview is when a lost soul is really sorry for what it was saying and doing, and then they have decided to cry out to the Lord for help. Trust me on this, that's when the Lord will take you seriously. The words say this: Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth, John 9:31. My friends, when we are real with the Lord, that's when he makes the devil and his kids back off. It is at that time, you will have a chance to respond to the Lord. Without God, we can do nothing but believe everything we hear and see from the devil's camp. The mask we wear every day is attempting to try and hide our own individual sins from the eyes of God. If we are not giving God our best according to the Scripture, then we are not doing our reasonable service. In this state, we cannot know God's will for our lives. You cannot serve the devil and God too. You have to love one and hate the other, but know this, it's your choice who you want to follow. The word says people would prefer to believe a lie and reject the truth. I have come to realize that people prefer a lie because it causes them to feel like they are in control. Once more, I am compelled to reiterate that if you are trying to be something or someone without God's leading, then you have not been transformed, but you have conformed to worldly seductions. Do you know who you really are? The answer is no. God put it in His word that man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Proverbs 20:24. Once more, if this is what the Father has informed us to do, yet we do not comply, is this not clear evidence that we are lost, souls? It's in all of our best interests that we learn to follow the Word and will of our Creator. If we read the Word and then allow the Spirit of God to do His job, then we will come to the understanding that none of us can do anything without Jesus. He is the nourishing, life-giving vine. We are the branches who can now receive all our benefits through the salvation plan. I can't say this enough. You will never know who you are until God reveals you to you. That can only happen through a divine encounter with the true and living God. Conclusion. We the people of the Lord can't afford to idly stand by allowing the devil to run things. We have the power to stake a stand. But if we are part of the broken generation, we are good for nothing and we ourselves will burn in hell for negligence. We are more than conquerors through Him who has brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. So please remember, you are not of those who can't do anything but be part of the abuse. God is with you and you need to start acting like it. We must come together and stand in the gap for the lost and the weak souls. May God continue to bless you and your family. Are you broken and lost? Call on the name of the Lord and be set free. I pray these words have blessed you. No part of this publication may be reproduced in whole or in part, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without written permission of the publisher. For information regarding permission, write to Saints on Wheels Ministry, P.O. Box 1701, Washington, North Carolina 27889. Copyright by Ray K. Payne 2017. See all rights reserved.